Eric Schwartzreich. He is a defense attorney. Eric, did I do your last name justice?
You did it justice, because I don't even know how to pronounce it myself.
Well, what's interesting is fibbing on Facebook. U.S. law calls it criminal, that some critics have warned. Tell us about this. I'm sure that when people go on a dating site, they lie about how old they are and how much money they got in the bank and so on and so forth. Is this criminal?
You know, it's absurd and it's ludicrous, and it can be criminal under the law. What they're looking to do under the Computer Fraud Act is to penalize anyone that violates user term agreements, and most people don't read user term agreements. So the man that goes on Match.com says he's 5'10" when he's really 6 feet. The woman that uses a picture that's 10 years old or maybe lies about the fact that she's 5 or 10 pounds lighter, they could be prosecuted under the law. But you know what the law is designed to do is for hacking, is for identity theft. And under a strict application of the law, there could be prosecutions, which would be ludicrous.
Well, there are advocacy groups on both sides of the aisle that are now pressing lawmakers to rewrite the law. You agree with that? And if so, how should it be written to protect people?
Well, you know, it should be written to protect people. I mean, identity theft, you know, cyber hacking, cyberbullying, we need laws or state laws to protect that. But what we can't have is people being prosecuted for violating the user term agreements, because these companies such as Google or Facebook or MySpace, what's to stop them from coming up with arbitrary restrictions? And most people don't read those. And if someone violates the law, like fibs, as you use that word, they could be prosecuted. So we need to be careful when we put in the Computer Fraud Act that someone could be prosecuted for violating the user term agreement acts for such, you know, little fibs. Everyone tells little white lies. I think the white lies are okay. What's not okay is identity theft or cyberbullying or hacking.
And bottom line, as you just mentioned, we want to make sure that access to computer information is illegal and made more difficult.
Absolutely. We need to find that balance. We need to strike that balance. We need to punish the criminals. We don't need to punish the men and women that are on the dating sites or on Facebook and fibbing a little bit about their ages. So there needs to be that fine line. We need to walk that tightrope, and it needs to be done delicately. Otherwise, the government will have perhaps too much power to go after arbitrary prosecutions, so we don't want to see that.
Eric, is there a way to manage this, to really police people who are trying to steal information? Because it seems like the world is at it right now.
You know, the world is at it. We've got people sitting at computers, whether it's in Russia or Turkey or Armenia or somewhere else. I mean, we need to be more vigilant, and we do have law enforcement that monitors computers. And, you know, we need to be vigilant, and we need to be careful with hacking and stealing our identities. But this law cannot be used to penalize or prosecute or turn people into criminals that tell little fibs about their age or weight or violate user terms on social networking sites.
Eric Schwartzreich is a defense attorney and Fox News radio expert. Eric, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.